Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Our listener support campaign continues. You can join our Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net for as little as $2 per month. But we want to go ahead and we'll focus on some one-time donations today. I want to thank John so much for supporting us through PayPal at support.greatdetectives.net. You can also use the Zelle app to send a box13@greatdetectives.net. And I want to thank Linda and Bill for supporting us at our P.O. Box. Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913-15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. Thank you so much for your support. And when you do send along a donation, when you send along a donation of $20 or more, I'll happily send you an ebook of your choice. In a moment, we're going to get into raffles. Now, I was not at all interested in the idea of raffles as a thief, but the episodes we're going to play are going to be about him as a reformed thief, solving various crimes. If you'd like something that's more on the original raffle side, then for a donation of $75, we'll happily send you the collection, The Investigators. The Investigators collects raffles along with episodes of Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, and other creations of Jim French. Their raffles are particularly good in terms of being close to the actual book. So we'll send those along with a donation of $75 or more, or if you prefer the physical media, we'll send them with a donation of $125 or more. Well, today we're going to get into this episode of Raffles. Now, Raffles had a couple of runs during the war over CBS. It had a regular 30-minute slot, and then it did have a 15-minute serialized version. Like with a lot of serials, particularly during World War II, such as A Man Named Jordan, we've got a couple of episodes, but they don't actually connect to tell a full story in terms of Raffles serials. However, we do have an episode of Raffles as a 30-minute program. Now, I will admit in advance, this was not a series that I intended to play, but in the past year, I've had to re-examine that as I've realized that we're running out of series. And so I did decide to go ahead and add this because a listener mentioned wanting to hear Raffles. I wasn't sure whether they'd heard, you know, any of the old-time radio Raffles stuff. But one deciding factor is that this particular version of Raffles from 1942 and 43 stars Neil Hamilton. And if you grew up with the 1960s Batman, you'll remember Neil Hamilton as Commissioner Gordon. So it's a treat to hear him in this other work. So let's go ahead and we will take a listen to today's episode of Raffles, the original air date, November the 4th, 1942. And the title of the episode is Imposter.
Big Ben tolls the time in London. Time to listen to the adventures of Raffles. Tonight, the Columbia Broadcasting System presents Chapter 20 in the Adventures of Raffles, starring Neil Hamilton. Again, we cross the Atlantic to meet London's man of mystery in the chapter titled The Imposter. London is shrouded in darkness. Down the black canyon of Regent Street, Raffles and Reggie approach their apartment. They enter, step quickly into the lighted lobby, and then walk silently down the carpeted hallway. Reggie peers ahead and turns to Raffles.
I say, Governor, looks as if our door is standing open.
So it does, Reg. Did you leave it open when we left?
Blimey, I might not have locked it, but I'm certain I didn't leave it like that.
The light's on. What goes on here? Oh, hello.
Hello there, Raffles. Hope you'll excuse my breaking into your apartment this way. I'm Sir Henry Chadwick.
Well, this is something of a surprise, Sir Henry.
I stopped by to see you and found no one at home. The door was unlocked, so I took the liberty of entering and to wait until you arrived.
So I see. What was it that you wished to see me about?
Well, it's a rather personal matter. Could we talk privately?
If you like. I say, Reggie, boy, would you mind?
Not at all. All right. Yeah.
Now, what is it?
I'm in a very peculiar position. Extremely awkward. You're the only one who could help me out.
Really?
It's not an easy thing to explain. I'm faced with a very difficult matter involving one of my oldest and closest friends, Colonel Redding. You've heard of him?
Colonel Redding?
Yes.
Why, yes, he's quite a well-known figure. A collector of rare gems.
True. He's become famous for his collection of jewels. And that brings us around to my reason for coming here. I, too, am a collector of jewels in a modest way. Nothing to equal or even compare with Colonel Redding.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Well, here's the situation, Raffles. Some time ago, the Mirador necklace disappeared from my collection. Very mysteriously. I gave it up for lost until the other night when I called on my friend, Colonel Redding.
Oh?
You've probably guessed. I saw my necklace there with his jewels.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how it got there?
I haven't the faintest idea. I'm certain Colonel Redding knows it's mine. He saw it many times during his visits.
Very odd situation, I must say. Obviously, you think your friend stole it.
Well, I hate to think such a thing, but there's no other answer. I've come to this conclusion. Colonel Redding is an old man. The gathering of rare gems has become an obsession with him. He saw the Mirador necklace, wanted it, and took it.
I see. Now tell me, how does this all concern me?
I want you to steal it back.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, no offense, really. What I mean is that, well, you've been rather successful in such matters in the past, and I thought perhaps you could recover the necklace for me, and no one would be the wiser.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to think again, old fellow. Your proposition doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, but I'll pay you. Don't think I was going to ask you to do this for nothing. I'll pay you well.
I wasn't thinking of money, I assure you.
Oh, I understand. You doubt that I'm the real Sir Henry Chadwick. Well, I should have thought of that. Here, my credentials. You can see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
My bank book, my civilian defense card, ration books. Now, are you convinced?
Suppose that I agree to procure the necklace for you, Sir Henry.
Ah, that's better. I'll pay you £500.
Very well, but that's incidental. Where shall we meet so that I may deliver it to you?
Meet? I think it would be better if you posted the necklace in a plain package. Simply address it to Central Post, Box 366. As soon as I receive it, I return the check. You have my word for it.
I see. Tell me, where does Colonel Redding keep this necklace?
It's in a wall safe behind the mirror in his study. You'll recognize the necklace at once. 12 panel stones with octagonal pendant. It's the only necklace in that part of his collection.
Good. I'm sure that I'll have no trouble at all.
Now, wait. This one thing is most important. You must do the job tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. Colonel Redding is alone. He retires at 11, so I suggest you enter the house no earlier than midnight.
Midnight it shall be, Sir Henry.
And remember, as soon as I have the necklace, as soon as you have it, place it in the post immediately.
You may depend on it.
Excellent. I give you my word, Raffles, you're doing me a great favor.
Mm-hmm. That, Sir Henry, remains to be seen.
If you ask me, that's a rum safe for a valuable collection of jewels.
I wouldn't ridicule the safe until it's opened, Reg. Hold the light closer.
All right. How's this?
That's better, thank you.
You know, this Colonel Redding who lives here must be off his crumpet going around stealing his friend's jewelry.
Yes, so it would seem.
Lord, I hope he don't get up and come lurking about. If he came in now, he'd have his fair and proper reward.
Well, for heaven's sake, be quiet, or you'll have him coming down here.
Oh, dear.
Ah, now we're getting it.
You found the combination?
Yes, yes. This turn, we'll get it.
Ah, that did it. Opened without a struggle. What's inside?
Well, we'll see. There's a box here.
Locked?
No, just a fastener. Hold the light down,
Right. Oh, I say, will you look at that? Diamonds. Let me feel them. I just wanted to touch them. Oh, I say, they're beauties. Hey, this must be the necklace that Chadwick is talking about.
Well, it answers the description all right. There's only one thing wrong.
What do you mean?
This necklace is nothing but a cheap imitation. These are not diamonds at all. They're paste, every one of them.
Are you sure?
Positive. Here, hold the box open.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm going to put it back.
Oh, dear. I don't understand this at all, Governor. If those diamonds were just imitations, why was old Chadwick so blooming anxious to get them back?
I don't know, Reg. Here, slip the box back into the safe. Good. Now slide the mirror back in place and let's get out of here.
All right.
Reg, out with the light!
Oh, dear. There's a car outside. Someone's coming in.
It's Scotland Yard. This may be a bit awkward, Reg. I think you'd better leave. Out the back door.
What about you?
I'm going to stay. Hurry now. Out of sight. I'll meet you at the apartment.
All right, but I hope, heaven, you know what you're doing.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, Colonel Redding. I'm Inspector Higgins from... Raffles.
Surprise, Inspector. Awfully glad you stopped around. Anything wrong?
Why, you... What are you doing in this house?
What am I doing? Why, that's a rather impertinent question. I was paying a friendly call on Colonel Redding and was just about to leave when you came to the door.
Oh, you were, eh? Come inside with me. I thought you'd given up burglary, Raffles.
Burglary? Dear me. God, no, Inspector, surely you're joking.
I'm not joking. The people next door called the yard and said there was someone with a flashlight moving around on the second floor over here.
Well, that's utterly impossible. There's been no one here except Colonel Redding on the second floor.
Suppose we go up and have a look.
Well, all right, if you insist. But I think it's a rather shabby trick to go routing Colonel Redding out of bed again.
No, I don't think the Colonel will mind. Come along upstairs. Well, which room is his?
I couldn't say, Inspector. Doors all seem to be closed, everything quiet enough. Why disturb the Colonel? You can see there's no one up here.
Well, don't be in such a hurry. I didn't expect to find anyone.
Then why waste time?
I want to make sure that the Colonel knew you were in the house. Yeah, we'll try this door.
Well,
this appears to be the Colonel's room. Colonel Redding.
He's going to be in a very bad temper. Imagine if someone were to come shouting into your bedroom at this hour of the night.
There's something wrong here. Turn on the light.
Oh, just as you say, Inspector.
Oh, great Scott. The man's been murdered.
Colonel Redding.
Well, stand back, Raffles. He's been shot twice. Yes, and here's the gun that killed him lying on the floor. I thought you were too smart to try a thing like this, Raffles.
Oh, now hold on, Inspector. I refuse to be made the goat in a murder charge.
Well, this time I'm afraid you've no choice in the matter. This is your gun, is it not?
My gun? Why, so it is.
There are two cartridges fired. If you didn't kill Colonel Redding, how did the gun get in this room?
I can't say exactly, Inspector. Only believe me, I didn't kill this man.
You're asking me to believe too much. It's plain what happened. You came here to rob Colonel Redding of his jewel collection. He awoke, surprised you, and you shot him.
Now, wait a moment, Inspector. Doesn't all this seem just a bit too obvious?
It's a clear case, that's all. Absolutely clear.
Careful now. Just think a moment. If I'd killed Colonel Redding, do you think that I would have left my gun there on the floor? Do you think that I would have remained in the house when I saw your car pull into the drive?
Well, I must confess I gave you credit for more intelligence than that.
Thank you.
How do I know that you didn't deliberately make it appear over-obvious?
You'll have to take my word for that.
I'm sorry, Raffles, but under the circumstances...
Under the circumstances, Inspector, you owe me at least a chance. I see now that I was led into a trap. Whoever killed Colonel Redding intended that I was to take the blame.
What are you talking about?
Look, I'll explain everything later.
You'll explain everything to the court.
I'm asking you a favor, a personal favor, Inspector. Give me 24 hours and in the meantime say nothing to the newspapers about the murder.
And what are you going to do?
I give you my word, I'll bring you the real murderer.
24 hours. All right, I'm taking your word. But if at the end of that time you haven't produced the killer with proof...
Then I'll surrender myself and stand trial for the murder.
Very well. But heaven help you if you try to get out of London.
This must be the street, Governor. The sign says Cockspur Lane.
Right, Reggie. Sir Henry's house must be right around the corner.
I don't know as I like this. This fellow Chadwick must have been the murderer, and he tried to pin it on you by stealing your gun and leaving it by the body. Now we're walking right into his lair, so to speak. Seems to me you're asking for trouble.
Perhaps, Reg. The chances are we may catch him off his guard. After all, the way he planned it, he probably thought the first I'd learn about the murder would be when I was arrested.
I get you. He thought you'd be behind bars before you even had a chance to figure out it was him.
Exactly. And I very nearly was. What was that address again?
Number 94. Oh, here. This must be it right here.
Right, come on. Let's hope our little surprise works.
It better add. Scotland Yard's been waiting to get something like this on you for a long time now.
Well, I've managed to keep out of trouble so far, so...
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd like to speak to Sir Henry Chadwick, if you please. It's most urgent.
I'm sorry, sir. Sir Henry's been out of town for over a month, and he's not expected back for another week at least.
Out of town?
Yes, sir. Hunting, you know, in Scotland.
I'm sorry. I thought I saw him on the Strand yesterday.
Oh, no, sir. You must have mistaken someone else for Sir Henry. I'm sure that if he were back in town, I would have heard from him.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you.
Not at all. May I tell him you called?
No, that'll not be necessary, thank you. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Well, wouldn't that cook you? What do you make of that, Governor?
What do you make of it, Reg?
Well, it's obvious the bloke was lying, covering up for his murdering master.
I think not.
What do you mean?
I think he was telling the truth. I don't think his master is in town.
But we saw him.
Did we? Oh, I should have guessed it before. He went to too many pains to assure us of his identity. He was too anxious to convince us that he was Sir Henry Chadwick.
You mean the bloke who called on you was an imposter, eh?
Well, I think that's pretty evident, isn't it? He apparently knew both Sir Henry and Colonel Redding, knew of their friendship, and developed a story that was likely to lure me into the murdered man's house, and thereby expose me to the hangman's noose.
But if he isn't Sir Henry Chadwick, who is he?
I don't know. That's what we'd better find out. Come on.
Where are we going now?
To the post office. If the man calls to pick up the package of jewels that I was supposed to have mailed him, we have our murderer.
This blinking post office is no place to be standing for 3 hours like this. I'm near frozen, I am.
Never mind. Looks like we won't have to wait much longer.
What's up, Governor? Spotted him?
I'm afraid not, Reg. And it doesn't look like we will. They're closing the post office.
But it's only 1 o'clock.
Yes, but today they close early for the weekend. Come on, we might as well leave. We're not letting anyone else in.
Blimey, Governor, he didn't show up. We've just wasted our time.
Well, not entirely. I've had a chance to do some thinking. I should have known that he wouldn't show up here so soon. At least not until he knew that I was safely behind bars.
I don't get you, Governor.
I'll explain when we get outside. Come on.
All right. Nasty looking. Looks like a bit like rain.
Yes, it does a little. Reg, I want you to do something for me.
Fair enough, Governor. What is it?
I want you to take a tour of all the jewel fences in town. Find out whether any of them have any information of the real Mirador necklace and who sold it.
Right. With your friends in the street, it should be easy enough to trace.
Yes, and it's just possible that we may learn the real reason behind all of this.
Well, that'd be a relief. I must confess it's as clear to me as a pea soup fog.
Not as complicated as it looks, I think, Reggie.
And now, for instance, Governor, if that necklace was made of paste, why did the murderer want you to steal it? Oh, I guess he didn't know it wasn't real, huh?
Oh, I rather doubt that, Reg. Supposing this man, whoever he is, had put the paste necklace there, and then, to avoid Colonel Redding's finding out the substitution, he wanted it stolen, so that it would look like the real one had been stolen.
Oh, I get it. Of course. But wait, then why would he have to kill Redding?
That's just it. You hit it exactly. We go one step further and we find that Colonel Redding must have known of the substitution and had probably threatened to expose the murderer. That would account for the murder.
But then why would he want the phony necklace stolen?
To cover up his trail. By making it look like robbery. By me. He could throw any suspicion away from himself.
Oh.
And by destroying the paste necklace, he would eliminate the last shred of evidence which might point to him.
And they'd never be able to trace the necklaces, the real or the phony one, to him.
Right. He figured no one would believe me with all the evidence against me. And besides, I don't know who he is.
Oh, blimey, Governor. He's a clever one, he is. And he's got you in a nasty spot.
Yes, but I think maybe I know how to get out.
You do? How?
Well, while you're making the rounds of the fences, I'll be at Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give myself up.
Oh, Governor, are you off your noggin?
Not at all, not at all, Reggie. There's one thing our murderer didn't figure on, and that's that I should be caught and placed behind bars before I had gotten the paste necklace and sent it to him. That leaves the evidence still there against him.
Oh, blimey, that's so.
So don't be surprised at what you hear. Just find out all you can about that necklace and meet me at the apartment at 8:30 tonight. In the meantime, I'll be under arrest for murder.
Raffles, what the devil are you talking about?
I want you to arrest me now, in time for the evening editions.
I say, what have the newspapers to do with this?
A great deal. By their reporting of my arrest, they'll catch the real murderer for us.
Very well, Raffles. This is the way you want it. I'm genuinely sorry to see this day, but I arrest you for the murder of Colonel Redding.
Good, good. Now, the next thing I want you to do is this. Call the newspapers immediately. Tell them you have me charged with murder. Tell them that through the superior work of your department, the jewel theft was frustrated and that the Mirador necklace is still safe. It, along with the rest of Colonel Redding's jewel collection, will be sent for safekeeping to the Royal Museum, where it will be on display.
What? I blast you, Raffles, what tomfoolery is this?
I assure you that it's quite necessary, Inspector. And I'm hoping that you'll do this for me as a friend.
Well, if you put it that way, I suppose there's no harm in it.
No, of course not. Thanks a lot, Inspector. You'll not regret this. Now, I have things to attend to, so I'll run along. But I'll have the murderer for you tonight.
Oh, no, you don't. Stop.
What?
You're not going anywhere. You're under arrest for murder. You're staying right here, behind bars.
But, Inspector, that's just for the newspapers. I
only... No, it's not. Scotland Yard doesn't lie to the newspapers or anybody else. If I say you're under arrest, and here you stay.
Oh, but that will spoil everything. I have to be free to catch the real murderer.
Well, I'm very much afraid the real murderer is caught, Raffles. And there's no use trying to get away now. You've had your chance to prove your innocence and given it up. From now on, the law will take its course.
Say, Joe, would you look at this in the Evening Paper? Raffles arrested for Redding murder.
Jewel thief caught in the act, eh? Well, what do you know?
I say, do you happen to know anything about the Mirador necklace?
I've seen pictures of it, but I ain't seen it about here.
Well, now look. It's a necklace of 12-panel stones and an octagonal pendant.
Nothing like that in my shop, and I ain't heard nothing at all from the grapevine.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind. We'll search for it till we find it.
Inspector, please. It's 8:30 now. In half an hour, the museum will be closing. And then it'll be probably too late.
Raffles, is that what you got yourself up here to my office to ask? I've told you 50 times. I'm not going to release you to go out to any museum.
You don't have to. You can come with me. Handcuff me, anything you like. But our murderer will get away if we don't catch him out there.
Well, you'd better concoct a better excuse than this to get away, Raffles. It's not worthy of your talent, really.
But I tell you, you're letting the real murderer get away.
I hardly think so. This time, you were a little too clever for your own good. Your whole story is just too fantastic. Sir Henry Chadwick. Imposters. Asking you to steal his jewels back. Preposterous. No, the evidence is too clear. You went to steal the jewels. Colonel Redding caught you, and you killed him.
Well... looks like you have me dead to rights this time.
You... You admit it then, Raffles?
A man's a fool not to admit what is obvious.
Well, good heavens. Well, I didn't really think you did it. Well, I can hardly believe it. Well, I can only say I'm deucedly sorry, old chap. I never really wanted anything like this.
I know, Inspector. But that's the way things work out sometimes. I bear you no grudge.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear you say that. It's just my duty I'm doing, you see that?
Of course, my friend. Tell me, do you suppose, just for friendship's sake, that we might have a last nightcap together? You know, before I go back to my cell.
Why, of course, old fellow, of course. I have a bottle of Hennessy right here in the cabinet. And we'll have a swallow up in a jiffy. Here we are. Yes, and just the thing for a raw evening like this. I can use a bit myself. Yes, and speaking of the weather, it seems to be getting chillier every minute. I'll have to call for some heat if I'm going to stay here much longer tonight. Now, here we are, Raffles. This will warm you. Raffles! Why is that? Don't pink Caesar. He's tricked me. Sergeant! Sergeant! Raffles! He's gotten away. He got out the window. Hurry, surround the place. Hey, there he goes, over the wall. Marcy, hurry up! Marcy, help!
But you'd have to hurry. The museum's closing doors will be locked in 2 minutes.
Oh, dear, that ruddy place is deserted.
Watch your step. It's pretty dark. They've turned off the lights in this corridor.
Yes, I know. These blinking rooms give me the creeps. Governor, look out.
What's the matter? What in thunder do you see?
Look, in the doorway there. Them eyes.
Nonsense, come on. That's just a sarcophagus.
Just a what?
Sarcophagus. It's an Egyptian coffin. Probably has a mummy inside of it.
You mean dead people?
Well, of course. Been dead for 1,000 years.
Oh, Governor, I don't like this. You ain't going in there, are you?
Well, of course. That's the room where the jewels are being displayed. Come on, that sarcophagus won't hurt you. Even if it does have a ferocious face painted on it.
Them Egyptians was blinking heathens, that's what. A plain coffin wasn't good enough for them. Oh, hey, what's that?
That's the bell signaling 9 o'clock. The doors are closing.
You mean we're going to be locked in here?
That's right.
The saints have mercy on us.
Now, quiet. Our murderer may be in this room, so move carefully.
Watch more. Close this, Governor.
That's fine, that's fine. Stay out of the moonlight from that window.
Where are the jewels?
Right there in that case in the center of the room.
Blimey, it'd be easy enough to lift them. Why, nobody seems to know where it is at all.
No, this is a pretty big place. Easy to lose a lot of people in here.
But if they lock the doors, how's the murderer going to get in?
Probably already in. Same way we got here.
You mean hiding somewhere?
Yes. And when he comes out and tries to get the jewels, we'll get him.
Is that so, gentlemen?
What?
Careful.
Put up your hands. I have you covered. Don't turn round. Any move out of either of you means a bullet. You probably have realized by now that I'm not afraid to use a bullet.
Yes, that's evident, Chadwick.
Yes. You've been rather smart, Raffles, but not smart enough. Otherwise, you might have made sure that sarcophagus you passed did have a mummy inside.
Blimey, he was inside that coffin.
Quiet, both of you. From now on, I do the talking.
Right, keep quiet, Reggie.
Rest assured you will not hang for the murder of Colonel Redding. I will save you that humiliation, but neither you nor your man here will leave this room alive.
Oh, Governor.
Steady, Reg. What do you propose to do with us?
Give you a very elegant burial. You and your friend will be honored with coffins made for King Tut's family.
You mean the sarcophagi?
Yes, two of them. I assure you they are quite comfortable. For a time. And a few drops of chloroform will make it quick and ensure that you attract no attention for several days.
He's a fiend, he is.
Quiet, Reg. Very well. Let's get on with it, Chadwick.
Walk to the center of the room, both of you. Remember, I'm standing here behind you, ready to shoot if you make one false move.
Very well. I presume you wish me to walk to the jewel case.
Exactly. Go ahead.
All right. Now what?
Now you will open the case and take out all of the jewels.
Yes, of course.
Governor, let me do it.
No, Raffles will do it. And Raffles' fingerprints will be on the case. You stand aside.
Better do as he says, Reg.
But I...
Hurry, oh, hurry.
All right.
Good.
A neat job, if I say so myself.
Never mind the compliments. Take out the jewels.
All of them?
Why not? Now that you're the culprit, they'll never trace them to me.
Perhaps not. All right, I have them. Now what?
Yeah, give them to me.
Very well.
Here they are. Hurry, Bridget, quick. Stop, I...
Let
go!
Oh, dear. Oh.
Reg!
Governor, he gets you.
No, confounded Reg, let go of my throat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Governor. I thought it was the other bloke I had hold of. Where is he?
He's here on the floor.
Oh.
He's knocked out.
Oh, dear.
What's
the
meaning here?
Who's this?
Turn on the lights. Ah, that's better.
Good evening, Inspector.
Raffles, cover him in. Not grab him.
That won't be necessary, Inspector. I'll come peacefully. But... I'll also ask you to bring along the real murderer.
What do you mean?
I told you I'd deliver him to you, and here he is. A little the worse for wear at the moment, but he'll recover enough to give you the story in a few moments.
Raffles, you have proof?
I think I'll be able to prove my case, yes. And besides the evidence you find in this room, I can produce the fence who bought the real Mirador necklace from this man.
Oh, then this is the imposter you told us about, eh?
Yes, except for one thing. He's not an imposter. This is Sir Henry Chadwick.
It's incredible. How did you know?
Because I can also produce the bookmaker to whom Sir Henry owed huge gambling debts and to whom he paid the money that he got from the real necklace.
Mm, that's right, Inspector. I talked to them all myself, and they'll all testify for Mr. Raffles.
You see, this time I have Reggie here to thank for saving my skin. While you kept me cooped up in Scotland Yard, he was digging up the evidence I needed.
Well, both of you will have to come along with us until we can check up on this. But I must say, Raffles, I'm glad it turned out you didn't do it.
Oh, thank you, Inspector.
But I'll be hanged if I'll ever forgive you for making a monkey out of me by escaping from my own office. Blast you!
I know, Inspector. Was rude of me to turn down that drink. But suppose we go back and have it now, hmm? But this time I will do the pouring, and you can watch the windows.
You have been listening to Chapter 20 in The Adventures of Raffles, starring Neil Hamilton. Next week, Raffles goes to Scotland to meet adventures on the moors. Be sure to listen. These original stories of The Adventures of Raffles are written by Paul West and John Dunkel and produced by Ted Bliss. Musical effects are by Gaylord Carter. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Wow, that inspector made Inspector Faraday look... downright reasonable by comparison. Of course, it was fun to hear Neil Hamilton in this. Always enjoyed him as Commissioner Gordon. I also saw him in the Jerry Lewis movie, The Family Jewels, growing up. Watched that quite a few times. Of course, that was the later part of his career. He had a whole other career and life before that. You know, was huge in silent pictures. In the 1920s, 1940s was when his work in A-film started to dry up, and so he had to move on to other things like doing adventure serials and things like that. But thankfully, Batman really did secure, you know, him the sort of cultural memory that I think he deserves, you know, even beyond that role in Batman. All right, well, for listener comments and feedback. Bill writes, I've been a regular listener, Great Detective Junkie, for at least a couple of years. I've been feeling a little guilty about being a freeloader. By the way, I would happily double this donation if you could locate and play an episode of Boston Blackie in which the victims are the announcer for the pure beer commercial and the organist. Well, Bill, I'll see what I can do. Thanks so much for the donation. That's definitely appreciated. All right. Well, I do want to go ahead and also thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Max. Max has been one of our Patreon supporters since November 2015, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Max. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is actually the only episode of Raffles with Neil Hamilton, but we'll be back next Thursday with a pilot for another series of Raffles. In the meantime, do send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.